And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, the intersection of faith and reason. I am Kempton Bryan. This is Rod Schreckengels, my partner. And,
yes.
We are talking to a couple of people now. It's John Bryan, actually my son. I don't claim him all the time, but he is my son. And a good Mariana. Mariana could actually, can you pronounce your last name for me?
Mariana Muzi. The full name is Muzi Goncalves. But
I'm glad you did that, not me. It's like, okay. And they're actually, another part of Worship Factory, Rod and I felt really, really instrumental, and they felt very instrumental in it, is develop something within Worship Factory that would also include our college group that is out there and the needs for colleges and what they face and what they go through. And maybe you guys can sort of fill us in, and you can go a little bit further in worshipfactory.net and see exactly what we're trying to do. And again, we are listening to KKLA 99.5 FM. John, what do you think about that? What started your inspiration, you and Mariana, and maybe Monique too? What was the inspiration behind Exposed? It's what we call Exposed.
Well, Exposed is actually for the Generation X. It actually works out. Exposed, Generation X, which is what we are, is the Generation X. And don't be jealous because it sounds cool, and I don't even know what your guys' generation is.
Well, at 25, it's pretty cool to me, too, so don't feel so.
It's funny. They're like Generation Horse and Buggy or something. I don't even know what it would be, really.
No, yeah. For the next generation.
Yeah. Yeah, Rod and I actually wrote some of the words, so don't.
Yeah. some of the scripture, like the original scripture from them.
I remember the Red Sea. Do you remember?
I remember. When he parted that was amazing.
Front row seat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Exposed. So we thought, what is it? I mean, you wanted to feel like that there was a need out there for college kids. Why? What's happening about that?
Well, Exposed is all about those individuals who are, we're at that point in our life where we're really exposed to everything. We're done with high school and we're kind of wondering where to go, what to do, what's going to happen with our next few years. And, you're exposed to a lot. And, we feel that you should be exposed to God just as much.
Well, if not more so, sometimes it probably would save my life. Probably as an older man, is probably God. If I didn't know where the salvation was in my life, I couldn't even. I don't know if I would have made it through, as far as not having something to go to, as far as that goes, the foot of the cross. So it's kind of interesting. But as far as now exposed, that's a lot of things. I know you guys are exposed to a lot. I see it, and having kids of my own, Rod having kids of his own.
Yeah.
Obviously, John being mine, I feel like you're one of mine as well. what is your mission for you as Exposed, as far as within the colleges, or what do you feel like is the calling or your calling within the college community?
I think really what it's all about, what John and I were talking about, was we really want a place where we can talk about those real issues. And we sort of feel that sometimes when you go to, any type of college group out there, you go to some sort of, Bible study or whatever it be, that it doesn't really hit on those key point issues like, drugs and alcohol. And you are at that age where you're, quote unquote, experimenting and, talking about all that and how to deal with that. And what does the scripture say about that? And relationships.
Well, it's interesting. You face all those things. You face sex and marriage and divorce and all those things. And again, you can go to worshipfactory.net and check our site out and actually get some of these answers also answered. You can also go and social network each other to actually, tell each other about your questions or answers or your concerns and those things. And you are listening to KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Worship Factory. So, Rod, what do you feel like as far as your heart? What is your heart within Exposed and your calling with these young people?
Well, I'm grateful to see them want to be involved, and I'm interested also to know how this figures in with creative arts, and because I know that's such a key time. As I was growing up and in those years forming what am I going to be for the rest of my life, creativity was not even in the picture. It was not even an option. Could I be a musician? Could I be an actor? It wasn't even a thought. So I think it's important in those formative years where you're really deciding your career and your direction to have something that's also pulling in, I am a creative person. What's God called me to do? What did he make me to be? Sometimes we think of God calling. We think, well, that means I got to go to Africa and be a missionary. No, God made us to be who we should be. And maybe working in computers, maybe working in clay, but it's still just as creative because it's God working in me.
It's interesting. These two young people, too, are very creative. They're both musicians and singers. And if you go to worshipfactory.net, you can also see John's creation of our logo and as well as Expose logo and him and Mariana. And it's interesting. John created our logo on his cell phone with his thumbnail. Now, you talk about creative. We went through all kinds of creative people. We went to all types of branding companies. We went all over the place to try, and Rod and I were so busy trying to find, we needed our logo. What was Worship Factory's logo? And John one day we were driving down the street, and he said, what about this? And I thought, oh, my goodness. And if you look at the logo, you'll see a subliminal message in both of our logos, and it's the most amazing thing. Only God could direct it. Amazing. And the creative side, there it is again, the creator once again. It's like unbelievable.
It's great.
It's popping out. But you guys, let's talk a little bit further about what you guys are called to.
Well, real quick about the logo, what I'd like to say about that is that was equivalent to like a blind squirrel finding a nut. I would throw that out now.
I think John just spends too much time on his phone. That's what.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was playing on my phone. I was trying to put a password in and must have got the logo by accident or something. It worked out.
Sheer miracle.
It was interesting. Go to worshipfactory.net and you can check it out, though. It's both the Exposed and Worship Factory is on there. You can actually sign up and you can take a look. And we are KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengraus, John Bryan, and Mariana
Muzi.
As in musica.
Yeah.
So where do you go from here? I mean, okay, I'm a creative. I'm a young guy, a girl. I'm facing a lot of things. I'm having a lot of issues. I'm dealing with this. Where do you find your strength?
Well, I think, for me personally, it's really about, you know, finding that kind of support. You know, when, you know, you need to find that place where you engage with other people of common interest or engage with other people that are going through the same things that you're going through, all those questions. Because I think this is an age where there's a lot of questions involved, and especially creatively, too. You know, you're trying to find out, am I good enough? Should I be going in this direction? You know, what creatively should I do? And all those kind of starting out, you know, what really to how to go about this, you know, because maybe you have an idea of your mind that you want to go and do something, but you're not really sure how to get it. So having a support group for me and, you know, just friends and family that'll keep me accountable really keep me straight.
Our feeling is with Rod and I sort of felt with Exposed with these two great people, too, young people, is that we want to go out to the colleges. Part of Worship Factory's mission is to go to the colleges and talk to other college groups and get them to empower one another and encourage one another, support one another, especially within the creative community. It's so interesting how many times as a young musician or an actor or person that was creative myself, did I want some guidance or did I want some support or did I want someone to be there as my tribe? My brother calls it the tribe. You're always looking for your tribe. In the Christian faith, we have a tribe. It's called Christianity. And so that's the most amazing part of this. So the young people, these two young people in particularly, along with several others, we hope to get them out there to the colleges where we can actually interview other creatives into those other college groups, whether it be a worship leader, a college worship leader, a college pastor, or maybe even artists within the arts community, which we think is so amazing because they don't talk to us. Rod and I are, what are we now? I forgot. It's too old to even mention. We can't count the numbers or something. We can relate maybe to the 90-ish.
Really? I didn't know the rest of you was that far ago. I didn't know the rest of you was that recent.
Yeah, it's pretty modern.
Yeah, Rod and I crink when we get up in the morning, that's for sure.
I can actually attest to that. I usually have to help him up, so it's pretty bad.
That's my son. We love each other very much.
As you can tell. Something I've noticed, too, in the creative aspect of, like, I've always not really considered myself the most creative person. And, you know, some of the things that I face is, it's a big world out there, and there's a lot of really creative people, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid to kind of take that step. I love to sing. I played football in high school, and it really wasn't cool to sing, too. But
Sissy.
But, yeah, you know, you got made fun
of. Or play the piano, then you really are. It's over then, for sure.
You can't be a jock and a musician at the same time, right?
Like, what? Play and then all the girls want you later, though. Once you become a musician, and you're playing behind the keys, and you're making albums, they're like, ah!
Yeah, it's so backwards.
Forget about the sports.
Though. Yeah, exactly. And now it's like I'm at that point where, you know, I've been talking to Monique, and Monique's like, John, just go after it. Do it. We got a really good friend over at Disney who said the same thing to me. He's like, just do it. He goes, because everybody that's out there that's done it, they started off with that fear, and then they went out and tackled it. They went out and attacked it. And I think that something that kids do in the creative arts is they're really hard on themselves, and they see someone that's big and they say, all right, well, I'll never be that. Maybe I shouldn't be a singer, or I'll never be able to play with those guys. Maybe I shouldn't be, a guitar player. And that's not the point. The point is you just got to do it. Do what you love to do. And if you love what you're doing, the money will come. I mean, everything will be fine then. And just keep your faith in God that you're called for a reason.
Yeah, don't be intimidated because it's too hard, because that's part of the joy.
Oh, you're going to face that too. And we are listening to worshipfactory.net. And this is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengaus on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are talking to John and Mariana about sort of exposed. What's happening in the exposed arena as it pertains to young people and what they're getting exposed to, which is pretty amazing. I know what I was exposed to, some 200 years ago. I know what you guys must be exposed to today, and watching you grow up and everything else. I think it's so cool to see young people get encouraged and willing to jump out there. I think it's so important for our young people today to take a leadership role. I think it's so important. That's why Rod and I want to take the time with Exposed, and why we're making a major emphasis on Worship Factory is because of the fact the leadership roles of our young people today, they need to rise up. Because I believe that they are the Generation X, and I believe they communicate with each other like nobody else communicates to them. And I think that, as older people, they sort of look at us as older people. But when you're coming across to somebody as the same age and understanding the same issues and going through the same things, it's so amazing how it relates. It is just unbelievable. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. We are with John Mariana and Rod Schreckengaus. I'm Kimpton Bryan.
Yeah, and I just want to mention this before we go off the air today. There's opportunities for you to get involved. That's what Worship Factory is. It's about networking and connecting. Yeah. And so this is just a great opportunity for you to get on the website, sign up. There's membership page and profiles you can fill out. You can link to your Facebook page, your Twitter page, whatever you want to link to. But get involved. Give us some input. What do you want to hear about? What would you like us to share about on the radio? What can we do to help you in what you're trying to do? And that's our goal.
There's also an exposed section on the website, too. And you guys feel free to send us questions, send us emails, and we'll get back with them as soon as we can. I'm not the greatest when it comes to typing, but Mariana's definitely the brains of the two.
Go online again, worshipfactory.net. You're listening to KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine and Rod Schreckengaus. Have a great day. See you next week.